might fill with knowledge or ideas. The coach sees them more like an acorn, something which has all the potential within it to grow into a beautiful oak tree, but just needs the right conditions for growth. The coach looks at a person's potential first, and then their current situation second. They see themselves as a person who encourages and helps cultivate the people they work with. So why is that important? In his book, Coaching for Performance, Sir John says that there are lots of people who suffer from low self-confidence and fear of failure, and that these feelings, these behaviours, these beliefs are compounded by poor business practices. Lots of managers, for example, are what he calls autocratic, command and control types. Haven't we all met people like this who feel like the only way to get something done is to tell someone what to do, to try and control all their efforts, to constantly check up on them or blame them if anything goes wrong? Sound familiar? Within organisations, these types of managers are common, but in reality, not very effective. Why? Because even though people might feel powerful and in control, those around them tend to feel resentful. They become ineffective. They stop learning and growing. They start blaming others and covering their backs. Business ultimately becomes much more about reducing risk to themselves than it does about achieving results. It's not a very happy or productive environment.